This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Live and Learn. I'm Lee Chui Lin. It's always valuable to study other countries' histories and contemporary cultures through people's own voices. And this year's Latin American Film Festival promises a crash course in this when it returns this month for its 14th edition here in Kuala Lumpur. I find out what's in store this year from Her Excellency Luz Puma Puma, the Ambassador of Ecuador to Malaysia, His Excellency Carlos Cheglia, the Ambassador of Brazil to Malaysia, and His Excellency Victor Echeverri, the Ambassador of Colombia. Welcome to the show, Excellencies. So firstly, has the Latin American population grown in Malaysia over the recent years? And do you find that more people are curious about Latin American culture?
Good afternoon to the listeners of Live and Learn. And thank you very much for having us today to talk about the 14th edition of the Latin American Festival. I think that we have a fluctuation, I'm talking in general, I think that we cannot see a huge growth of the Latin American citizens in Malaysia, but I think that we have an important colony here, very well situated, and in different ways of life. I think also that from my experience in the last years, there has been a growing interest in Latin America. I think because of the Ecuador, the Latin American colony, but also because of what the effort that the Latin American embassies in Malaysia has been doing to let us know and connect Malaysia and our countries.
Before we get into the film festival and what you hope to achieve with that, what sorts of projects do your respective embassies undertake here in terms of engaging with, you know, the local population, be it Latin American or Malaysian?
Well, I think, Lynn, first of all, thank you very much for the invitation, and we are very glad to be here. We have 10 Latin American and Caribbean embassies in Latin America. And I'm quite sure with my colleagues here that we all are having our own projects. But there are some common projects, and that is very important for us as a Latin American and Caribbean group here in Kuala Lumpur. One of the main projects is this one that we are talking about this afternoon, that is the 14th edition of the Latin American Film Festival. And the other one that is very important, not only for the Latin American community here in Kuala Lumpur, but for the Malaysians, is the gastronomic festival that usually takes place in May and is organized by all the Latin American embassies in Kuala Lumpur.
So would you say that in terms of these festivals, you've been quite successful in gaining Malaysians' interest and participation? I mean, food is the fastest way to get anybody to love you, I think, but particularly Malaysians.
Yes, I think that in these years it has grown. It has, especially Latin American Festival in May, particularly started very, but now, you know, the last edition that it was in May of this year, we have the around 10,000 people that came. And it has significantly grown, also the Latin American Festival. But at the same time, I think that individually as embassies, we have done also a lot to promote our culture in all music, photography, the food, all very important. And in the case of Ecuador, I want to tell you that apart from this common project that we have with the Latin American colleagues here that are very important for us, we are also having a special visit, and we are going to have a very special visit in November, in the 28th of November, of the Ecuadorian Navy ship. It's the first time that they come here to Malaysia to visit, and one of the main issues is to promote Ecuadorian tourism and to link our countries together. And I think that is very important.
For the purposes of today's conversation, you know, we're talking about the Latin American Film Festival, and we seem to be talking about Latin American culture as if, you know, it's one culture. But of course, you each represent three different countries. How would you say your countries and Latin American countries in general cross-fertilize and influence one another?
Well, I would like to say also thank you very much to have invited us here. And I greet very much the listeners of Live and Learn. Now, of course, you know, Latin American countries were grosso modo colonized by two major powers of a certain time, Spain and, in the case of Brazil, the Portugal. And of course, so there are some differences. You know, it's a very big part of the world. We are more or less 400 million people, and each country has its specificity. So we and now with the integration of these countries, people go and meet each other, and this reflects in our own cinema making, in our culture, in our kitchen, culinary. So I think this is very important.
Looking at the Latin American Film Festival in particular, it's become an annual staple here in KL. When and how did the festival first get its start?
Well, the festival will start the very next week, on the 11th of November. That it's a Wednesday, I think. It's a Wednesday.
Wednesday after the Pavali.
That is the opening ceremony, but the festival will be extended until the 19th of November. So this will be more or less 8 days of one film, one or two films during the weekends. But in general, we will be having one film per embassy. So this is 10 films, plus one special guest for this year, that is Spain. So we will be having films from north to south. It's the best way for me just to mention it without forgetting any country. That is Mexico, Cuba, Venezuela, Colombia. I'm sorry for mentioning Colombia in this place. Ecuador, Peru, Chile, Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay. I'm not missing any one of our colleagues.
No.
And
no. Cuba.
And Cuba, yes. Mm-hmm. And the special guest that says for this year in Spain. So next week, we will be very, very glad to be receiving our visitors at the festival.
And I think, I'm sorry, and I think it's very important to stress that the admission is free and will be at the Matique.
I was just going to say, let's talk about, you know, the movies that each of your countries will be showing at the festival, because as you mentioned, the cultures are distinct, and I'm sure that the experiences of viewers are going to be quite different.
In the case of Brazil, we're going to show a film called Xingu. Xingu is the name of a tribe of Indians. And you know, when the colonizer arrived in Brazil, there were more or less, we estimate, 3 to 4 million Indians in what is Brazil today, and the colonizers were going in to prospect gold, minerals, the rainforest, and there were clashes with the Indians, and the Indians they needed to be somehow protected. And so the story of this film, it's the story of the struggle of three brothers that in the early 40s they struggled to create a big park that only Indians could live in. And they did succeed. 30 years later, they created the first Indian reserve that is the size, more or less, of 10 times the peninsula of Malaysia.
Okay, so a large park.
So for you to have an idea. So it's a film based on a true story.
It's a beautiful and very well made mm-hmm. film. Mm-hmm. It's always very beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, in the case of Ecuador, first I would like to say that the Malaysian public will be able to have 11 films that of all kinds, comedy, drama, etc. In the case of Ecuador, we have a very particular film that is The Silence in Dreamland. It's about an old lady that loses her husband, but is only the beginning of to show what are the problems of today about loneliness, love, aging, but not through words, through music, photography, so that the director that is well recognized, especially in Europe, he has to learn to transmit people that you don't need to talk, that through these senses, other senses, you can feel the struggle of life, but also the hope of life. So that is very important, especially in this time and age, that people are losing hope. And even if it's a dramatic film, in the end, it transmits hopes. But through beautiful photography and very special technique using music, wording, and light, that is very important in this film.
It sounds like quite an artistic project.
Yes, it's very artistic project, and it has been well received by the critics.
Mm-hmm. And for Colombia?
And for Colombia, yes, we are bringing in a film this year, and the name of the film is The Land and the Shade. The Land and the Shade is a touching story about a family trying to survive and a woman trying to keep the land and the life of her son, and also the return of a father trying to find his roots in life. But the most important is that as it happens with the Ecuadorian film, is the language is more concentrated in the photography. Mm-hmm. So it is very beautiful, even very touching and very sad. I had mentioned that everyone who sees this film, I promise that that person will be suffering so much. But at the end, at the end, that will be a very beautiful and rewarding filming. But Lynn, if you allow us, I would like to take the chance just to mention a little bit about the films. The films of our colleagues, countries,
yes.
so we can mention the country
and the name.
Yes, probably a little bit. What is it? I mean, the line is it's a comedy or a drama?
Well, perhaps we'll get to that right after this message from our sponsors. We'll come back by learning about all the other films within the Latin American Film Festival, which is the topic of today's show on Live and Learn. You are listening to The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You are listening to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture. I'm Lee Chui Lin, and I have a full house of ambassadors in the studio today. I have Her Excellency Lourdes Puma Puma, the Ambassador of Ecuador, His Excellency Carlos Cheglia, Ambassador of Brazil, and His Excellency Victor Echeverri, Ambassador of Colombia, and they're all here today to talk about the 14th Latin American Film Festival 2015. And where we left off, you've each told us about your respective countries' submissions, but there are other countries within the festival as well. What are those films?
Yes, thank you. Of course, apart from the our films that we just mentioned, I think it's important to know that it's a variety, like I said, our comedies, our fiction, non-fiction, and also drama, and also there are prize-winning films. Argentina is presenting Men Next Door. Will be the opening of the film festival. Uruguay is presenting Bad Day to Go Fishing. Spain, that is an invited country, is presenting The Method. Peru is presenting a film, Incredible, that is a fictional movie. Colombia, already we talk about it, Ecuador also, and Brazil. Chile is presenting Family Vacation. Mexico is presenting Get Married If You Can. You know, Mexico, Argentina, Brazil are very important film industries. Venezuela is presenting The House of At the End of Time. And Cuba is presenting the Dean Prize. And I said they are a variety of kinds of films, comedy, drama, I think for all tastes.
And I noticed that a lot of them are screening in the evenings at 7 p.m. At 7 p.m. on most days. Is that accurate?
Yes, except Sunday, I think, that we, the weekends that we are presenting two functions. Mm-hmm. So it will be at 4 or 5 o'clock, and then the second function, it will be at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. In your opinions, why is film in particular such an important form of cultural diplomacy or cultural exchange?
Well, you know, in our jobs, let's say a job of a diplomat, you have mainly three items. You have to inform our country what's happening here in Kuala Lumpur or in Malaysia. We negotiate with the Malaysian government in name of our state. And the third part, we represent our countries here in Malaysia. And to represent, you can represent in a variety of ways, by showing our arts, our culinary, our photography, and one of the things is cinema. Because cinema is a common thing all over the world. So you can go from China to Alaska and to South Africa, everybody likes cinema. And we have in Latin America a very important cinema industry and a cinema making history. So it's very important to show also the people here in KL that there's not only films in Hollywood. We have also very different kind of films but as my colleague here from Ecuador said, here you have comedies, you have dramas, you have fiction, so it's very important to show, because you know it can sound as a cliche, but our job is to bring people together. So and there is a great part of ignorance here in Malaysia of what our countries are. And if we can show them a little bit through cinema, it's very important.
That was actually going to be my next question. I mean, the themes in each of the movies are quite diverse. They're quite different movies. Do you feel that your movies, the movies that your countries are bringing to the festival, give an accurate glimpse of what it means to live in Ecuador or Brazil or Colombia?
Well, in my case, yes and no. Why? Yes, because we still have Indians. Actually, in Brazil, we just had the first international Indian Games. So Indians from all over the world gathered there in Brazil, and they had, like, let's say, Olympic Indian Games. We still have a lot of Indians. But in the case of this film, this is a historical-based film. So it's a story, as I said before, of something that happened 40 years ago. But you still can imagine what is Brazil.
I think that is the films give a glimpse, but not give all the vision, because that is not the main purpose. I think that also what is important to highlight is that we want to people to know that Latin America has a very important film industry that is more than only in Europe and other countries on that are mainly, but we have this important film industry. I think that people can have a glimpse through these films about our countries, but also to see how we are developing this industry, and maybe we can even cooperate with Malaysia. But if you allow me to say something with regard to the enhancement of the Latin American Film Festival, this year we are very honored to have the patronage for the film festival of Tunku Nakiyuddin, Ifni Tunku Jafar. This is very important. And also the sponsor, very important sponsors of the Tourism Center of Malaysia, and also of the FINAS, that you know, the Film Association of Malaysia, and many universities, just to mention some of them, Taylor Kevansan, the National University of Malaysia, HELP, and many other sponsors that believe that the Latin American Festival is very important cultural activity of Malaysia and Kuala Lumpur, and they are willing to sponsor us and to participate.
And for Colombia, do you feel that the film that is in the festival represents the country well, or represents what it means to be a Colombian or to live in Colombia?
Somehow yes, somehow no, somehow I don't know. But truly, the thing is that if you take Latin America, you will find so much diversity in terms of geography, in terms of gastronomy, and cultural beliefs, and our political history and social history. So it's very diverse. And in that sense, you could say, yes, these films, if they are taken as a group, are showing part of the Latin American broad view. So yes, it could be. So if you see these films about comedy, you will feel that yes, the Latin Americans, we have a very good sense of humor, black humor, very good sense of humor. But you find also that there are social histories that are very interesting, some of them very touching, and you will find films with that scope. Also, this is very interesting because you could say an horror film, that is something new for us. The Venezuelan film is a horror film. It's not very, very common in Latin America. It's part of our beliefs and our culture too. So I would say, yes, if you take the group in general, it could be a representation of what broadly is Latin America.
Let's look at the film industry. You know, as you mentioned earlier, the Latin American film industry is one that is growing, one that, you know, people need to know more about. But what defines it as an industry? For example, when somebody says, you know, a Bollywood film or a Hollywood blockbuster, people have some idea, you know, of what that means. So if somebody were to say, you know, there is a Latin American film, what would one be able to understand from that? How do you define it?
That is a very difficult question.
Very difficult.
I am not an analyst in cinematography, but I spend most of my money in the movie films. But I wouldn't say that there is a line, a unique line that conducts the style of a Latin American film, but if hardly we could find someone, is that the language, finding a language, a common language besides the word, is very, very important for the Latin American producers. Let's say the language of the photography, the language of the music as a relevant part of the histories, is a very, very commonplace in the Latin American film industry.
If you allow me, I think that what is important, I think that, you know, there has been in Latin America very important countries that has developed a long time ago a very important industry, and is all more known, like Mexico, like Argentina, Brazil, Cuba, and other countries. But also, there are other countries like Ecuador, like Colombia, that we are developing our own industry. That it maybe is not so well known, but it has come to be able to compete with any industry in Latin America. I don't think that we can talk in general about a unique film industry. I think each country has developed its particular kind of film industry. But what is important for us to transmit is that this industry has a long history in many countries, and now it has developed in all the countries in Latin America and the Caribbean. So that is important, and we are having a name in the film industry in the world, and that is very important.
I understand also that there are hopes that this festival will mark the start of a cooperation between the Latin American and Malaysian film industry. What are your hopes exactly? What might this mean?
Yes, I think that this is very important because, of course, we want to highlight our culture, we want to more Malaysians to be, but I think that there are a lot of possibilities. Latin America, for example, has a long tradition of cooperating, co-productions between the Latin American countries with the European countries, etc. And I think that we want to explore the possibility to develop co-productions because Malaysia also is coming to to develop a film industry. And in that sense also, format of the guest country that is Spain will be this year. We hope that Malaysia will be the film invited for next year. I think that our countries can learn from the experience, work together, and I think that it will be very positive for the development of the film industry in Malaysia and also in our countries.
As we wind down, I realize that I failed to ask each of you, how were the movies selected? I mean, they all sound like really interesting movies that are representing the country, but it's quite a big deal to, you know, say, okay, this is the movie that is representing, you know, Brazil or Uruguay. Or how was the selection process like?
Well, in the case of Brazil, I have to say that I am a little bit of a dictator. So I had a list of films, and I chose between four or five films.
And it's the same for all the ambassadors. I think that we all have been trying to find a very well-recognized film that has been the winner of a special awards. And if you can take your time to find on the internet about each film, you will see that all these 11 films are awarded in some international festival. That's the most important, because what we want to bring is high quality films that represent what it is today, the industry film in Latin America.
In the case of Ecuador, I think it's a little different because we have a Ministry of Culture and we have a plan, a development plan for the development of culture in the country and the promotion of the culture in abroad. So in that case, the embassy doesn't have the decision of the film. It is decided by the Ministry of Culture within the plan of promotion that they have for each region. And that is why they select the film. Of course, they have to talk also with the directors if they are available. And we screen that picture that they select.
And as we wind down, perhaps you could give us a reminder of each of your movies again, you know, when they're screening, how people can go and watch them.
Yes. Well, in the case of Ecuador, I want to invite to the Malaysian public to all the films of the Latin American countries and Spain, but particularly I would like to invite you to this unique film from Ecuador that will be screened on Sunday the 15th of November at 4 p.m. And I think that you will really find something different and unique to look, not only for having fun, but also to the lovers of film industry and filmmaking. Thank you.
In the case of Brazil, I'm inviting everybody, and I remind that it's free admission, to see Xingu on Sunday the 15th at 7 p.m.
And for Colombia, The Land and the Shade, also free admission, is very important. It will be on Saturday, the 14th of November at 5 p.m.
In Matic.
In Matic.
In Matic, that's very important.
Matic, in Jalanampang.
Yes, I was just going to announce that as well, that the 14th Latin American Film Festival as a whole, just a reminder, will be running from the 11th up until the 19th of November at the Malaysian Tourism Centre Mini Auditorium, or Matic. That is, as mentioned, on Jalanampang. Admission, again, as mentioned, is free.
Free.
And if you want the screening schedule and for more information, you can visit facebook.com/ Latin American Film Festival in Malaysia. Thank you all very much for coming in today. I've been speaking with their excellencies, the Ambassador of Ecuador, Luz Puma Puma, the Ambassador of Brazil, Carlos Cheglia, and the Ambassador of Colombia, Victor Echeverri. We have been discussing the 14th Latin American Film Festival 2015 today on Live and Learn. You've been listening to The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.